This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome back, Tariana. Like you said before, if you've just joined us, we're moving to Brekkie 1st February.
We are.
So it's pretty exciting. We thought we'd let you know straight off the bat in the show. But we've got a couple of guests in the building today, Tariana.
All right. We got Will Day, who is hosting the whole show with us.
He is.
He's getting his radio.
How do you feel?
On.
Are you nervous?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling relaxed.
You should be prepared.
Yeah, well, you should be nervous because it's a tough go. It's a
prepared,
tough.
Prepared? I don't know about that, but I guess it's my co-hosting cameo. Can I call it that? I suppose my first crack. So
okay.
So thanks for having
very
me.
Very confident. I mean, when Nina came in, she's going, "Don't swear."
Just to let you know, you only get one chance. So don't stuff up. And our other guest in the building is pretty well known around Bris Vegas, I should say. He's done a fair bit in his life already. Jaden Nicarima, how are you, brother?
Good, my man. Good.
It's good to have you in, mate. I've been wanting to get you in for a while now. It's been a pretty topsy-turvy, first 3 years for you, but the last couple of months have been, how would we put it, annoying?
Yeah. Roller coaster.
Yeah, roller coaster.
The ups and downs, everything that comes with footy and all that jizz, but
it is. It's annoying. If anyone doesn't know Jaden, he got an opportunity to go to the Warriors to, what would you call it, resurrect your career, I would say. I mean, how old are you?
24.
So not written as a wreck, but just to get back on track into the rugby league world. And what happened, brother? So you went over there, you got an opportunity to train, trial and train with the Warriors, and I'm hearing all good reports that you were killing it as well. But something like every rugby league player, something happened and an injury popped up.
Yeah, well, before I left, I was the fittest I've been. My mind was the fittest it's been too and very healthy. And I went over there just with the mindset that I wanted to help people. Before I left there, I was running bro camps and girl camps and helping people become better people within themselves helps me. So that was my goal there. And I purposely moved into the Warriors house where all the young boys stay.
That's mad.
So that was my goal. Cool. It wasn't really intentionally to get into the NRL team. It was to help the young boys not make the same mistakes as me. And, man, I was loving my time there and, like most of my life is gone, all good things tend to come down rock hard.
Yeah.
And, yeah, dislocated my shoulder twice within the space of, like, 20 minutes and then, it was just calling for surgery.
Were you doing a little bit of rehab before you left here? At the, what is it called, Project?
Oh, yeah, Project 180.
Yeah, Project 180. You're doing a bit of rehab there with it and whatnot. So, hey, you can't catch a break at the moment, can you?
Man, but to be honest, it's been the biggest blessing of my life. So if I didn't do my shoulder, I would have had to stay in New Zealand. Wouldn't have been able to spend Chrissy with with my parents and family. So I'm a massive mummy's boy and I was missing her. My missus was here too. So I got the opportunity to come see them. If I did it a week later, I would have been surgery in New Zealand. So although it was not a very good situation, it ended up being good.
Well, you got to look at the positives in life, I suppose, because you've had enough downs to know what it is and overcome it. Rugby league's, man, it's a pain in the bum sometimes. I know as well. It's not a very friendly sport. It's a tough one to be in. Where are you at now? What are you doing? So you're back here in Bris Vegas, obviously. You've moved into La Hoodia, actually.
Yeah, I'm
West
200 metres down the road.
Actually, when you walked in, I'm like, was that the guy that was just like walking past our window before? I'm like, who's that? Because you look like you're walking towards the building. I'm like, what are you doing?
You look like a creep? Yeah, like, that's normal.
What are you doing?
That is normal.
You're like, I can't see inside.
you can't because, man, I've been like looking at people sometimes out that window going, are they looking at me?
They just stand there in front of the window and look in.
Can you see yourself in it?
No.
Oh. I thought it was like
you didn't double take and have a look at yourself.
The old shirt lift.
To see if you still got it. So what are you doing now? So you're back here, you're doing a bit of rehab. Warriors are in Tamworth, which is what a coincidence because the Golden Guitars are there this week. Will you be in Tamworth?
I'm missing it. I'll be there usually now, but I've done about 7 Tamworths.
So you've been spending
some time down there, Jaden?
No, you've just been rehabbing.
So the Warriors at the moment, because of COVID, they've had to come over and they're based.
They're still in Tamworth.
It's so nice to have somebody here that understands football just as much as I do.
He's trying.
I played till I was 16.
He is doing better than me, but it makes me feel better.
Right now, it's not It's not the same rugby league. It's a weird concept. So they've had to move here, Jaden, correct?
Yeah.
The Warriors and set up camp in Tamworth to be able to have pre-season games here and be able to play in the NRL. Is that correct?
Yeah. In 2 weeks, they'll live the life in Terrigal. Move there. Well,
Terrigal's near
Central Coast.
Central Coast, yeah. Oh,
Sydney. That's not a bad spot. Oh,
best gig.
It's a tough life to do that.
Tamworth to Terrigal. All right.
I think Tamworth were just to do the camp. So half were based in New Zealand, half were based in just past Wollongong.
Okay.
So they didn't get a pre-season to dwell at gel as a team.
Yeah, okay.
And now their month in Tamworth is just to go through all their team plays and stuff.
Now, your brother's there as well. Have you spoken to him? How's everything? Like, how are they training?
He was actually back last weekend with.
Oh, he was. Didn't call me. Some of his best.
Mate, he texts me once. I text and he doesn't reply for 3 days. But that's get okay. used to it. He was back for his baby's, my nephew's second birthday.
Too,
so.
Yeah.
But I spoke to him. He's enjoying it. There's a fairly new squad there at the moment. Yep. New coach, and that's always exciting. So.
Mm. And how's the shoulder, man?
Yeah, my shoulder, I'm 6 weeks now. I just had a CT scan today, so once that heals, or once I can see that the bone's healed, I can start pushing my range, but I'm still 3-4 months out from actually
doing it. Now, if you don't, like I've known Jane for a little bit, you can tell you've lost some muscle. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear
it. Every young boy wants to hear
it. No, but I'm saying you should have seen him before your shoulder. Like you were looking good.
Well, after
right there,
Drew. Yeah, I'm good.
What a moment.
After my shoulder, I had surgery, and I was just like, all right, I just need to relax for 3 weeks. I've been too intense lately. Mm. Mrs. reckons you've got a dad bod now, so I'm just like, oh.
Oh, don't start me on
straight on the
dad. Is that the same Mrs. that you took training the other day, and she was eating Ferrero Rochers out of the fridge?
She's not the football player. She don't care.
Yeah, but you know what? You girls sometimes you just want to jump on the bandwagon and try and follow the boys, but you can't. You can't, all right?
The Ferrero's called your old.
They do. So what's next for you? What's next for Jaden Nikarima?
I'm still 4 or 5 months away from playing footy, so I'm just sort of looking at what I can do now. And right now I'm helping young kids with my program that I run. So we do a bro camp for 11 to 17-year-olds.
Yep.
We've actually got a girl version as well, and we've got some female teachers, and Glenn's daughter's going to run it. She's the one that climbed Mount Everest, so she's a part of that as well. And a bit of background about Glenn, he does like all the Kokoda walks and takes people on that. So he's all into adventure. So with our camp, we focus on three things. The first one's personal development.
Yep.
The second one's fitness. We're all about like strong body, strong mind. Mm-hmm. They sort of feed in with each other. And then the last one's adventure.
Okay.
We take the phones off the kids when they get in. It's a 3-day camp, so their streaks on Snapchats won't last.
Imagine some of them struggle.
But we just find that the biggest thing now affecting our kids or our youth is social media.
Yeah, and technology.
They're too busy
yeah.
comparing themselves now, so. Mm. Yeah, we take that off them. We get the kids to interact with each other, and that's probably like one of the biggest traits that I find these days that people lose is they forget to talk to each other and
the one-on-one,
we're doing right now.
It's important. It's very important. Mate, look, I've known you for a little bit now, Jaden, and look, you know how I feel about you. I've seen you transform yourself into a young man to a gentleman and a man now. So look, I'd take my hat off to you, brother. You've handled things in the past, probably not the way that you would have now, but you've come a long way, brother. And you know what? I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I'm learning more of you than I thought I ever would. So, I appreciate you coming on today, man. You didn't have to, but it's a privilege to have you in here. And I know you've got a bright future ahead. 24. And can I say this? When you watch this kid play footy, you'll understand why. He should have, you know, should have.
You're almost 34,
who am I looking for?
Yeah.
Position? What position? When in a few months, who am I looking out for? What position do you play?
I've been all over the shop. Hey, 1, 6, 7, 9. Yeah. I just want the footy in my hands.
I reckon for me,
I'll keep an eye out.
For me, if I reckon anywhere, this is my point of view. I think room to move fullback. I like watching him at fullback just because he's hard to handle and he's tough too. So, Jaden Nikarima, thanks for coming in, brother. Really appreciate it. Showing you around the traps, and welcome to the first episode of your first interview on radio here at 98.9. Yeah. Probably one of many too. We might get you back another time.
I mean, if you're just there.
Yeah, we might get you back behind the board here as well. We might teach you a few things.
Mate, I love talking. Get me back on whenever.
Oh, we will, brother.
Oh, you're a drill.
Thanks for joining us, brother.
Same plane.
We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, mate.